Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Let me get this straight. The Houthis from Yemen shot down one of our drones. We hit them back. And so we're not in this war, right? I guess the answer is it's a proxy war, ladies and gentlemen. And it continues to be, but everybody wonders, will it become something more? And I suppose that is the $64 billion question. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Thursday edition of the broadcast. Glad to be with you, of course. Don't forget, our call-in number is 949-822-7959. That number again, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by for your call this morning. And also, if you'd like to go over to my home website of kylewarrenshow.com, you're welcome to do that as well, where you can send me a direct message. Just simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and it'll come right through to us here. We can talk about it on the broadcast. Also, you can check out my social media, Facebook and X, of course, just to name a couple there. And then also, you can subscribe to my podcast, and it's available on many different podcast platforms as well. So, once again, it is the Thursday edition. That means, you know what that means? It means it's almost Friday. And we have a lot of fun on Friday and, of course, on the weekend edition of the program. So, all right, we will talk about the Houthis shooting down an over $30 million pilotless drone, of course. And we did hit them back. We'll tell you about that. But, of course, also sparks were flying at the GOP debate. So my question to you throughout the program this evening is, did the debate move the needle for anybody? Was the debate still primarily about Donald Trump, ultimately, because he's leading so far in the polls? And if that's the case, then, some people are wondering, you know, why didn't Donald Trump show up? Certainly Ron DeSantis said that, and we have a clip of that here in just a moment. But ultimately, of course, the policies that the Republicans and the GOP can bring to the table were very much on display, of course, during that debate. But during the elections on Tuesday, there was a lot of trouble, shall we say. And now people are even talking about Rona McDaniel and so forth as saying that she needs to resign. I think a lot of people are agreeing with that at this point. But nevertheless, the trouncing really that the GOP took on Tuesday should be terrifying to the GOP strategists and GOP hopefuls, because they have to find a way to navigate through all of this. So, once again, my question to you this morning is, did the debate move the needle, and how does the GOP navigate through these very difficult months ahead, a year now, basically, essentially 12 months, in order to get to the 2024 election? We don't know exactly what's going to happen in the world between now and then. We don't know where this war in Israel is going. We hope it gets turned off soon. We hope the war in Ukraine can be turned off soon. But it does seem that things are aligning. These different sides are lining up in the grand sense. And we just don't know exactly what might be happening in the world by the time we actually get to the election. All right. So once again, we have the debate. Let's listen in here just briefly to Ron DeSantis, Governor DeSantis. His opening statement, basically, at the GOP debate. Let's listen in. And I think we'll have that here in just a moment. Live radio, everybody. Here we go.
First question, the opening question, is one for all of you. Donald Trump is the first ex-president in more than 100 years to run for the White House again. And he remains popular among Republican primary voters as his legal challenges mount. Governor DeSantis, let me begin with you on this one. Speak to Republican voters who are supporting Donald Trump. Why should you and not him be the Republican nominee to face Joe Biden a year from now?
This country is in trouble, and the elites that have put us here, they don't care about you. They don't care that you're having to grapple with higher grocery prices or have higher gas prices. They don't care that your family's less secure because of the open border that's allowed drugs and even terrorists to come into this country. Well, I care. I am not going to sit idly by and let this country continue its downward spiral. We need leadership, and we need it now. I'll take the hits. I'll take the arrows. I'll take the slings. Because ultimately, it's not about me. It's about you. I will fight for you. I will make sure to lead this country's revival, and I will win for you and your family. Actions speak louder than words. We don't have time for excuses. It's not something that we're going to be able to have all these distractions. As a veteran, I will get the job done. Now, if you look where we are now, it's a lot different than where we were in 2016. And Donald Trump's a lot different guy than he was in 2016. He owes it to you to be on this stage and explain why he should get another chance. He should explain why he didn't have Mexico pay for the border wall. He should explain why he racked up so much debt. He should explain why he didn't drain the swamp. And he said Republicans were going to get tired of winning. Well, we saw last night, I'm sick of Republicans losing. In Florida, I showed how it's done. 1 year ago here, we won a historic victory, including a massive landslide right here in Miami-Dade County. That's how we have to do it. So I promise you this, as the nominee, next November I'll get the job.
All right, so there's Governor DeSantis, and what he said there was really key. What he said there was really key, and he was able to sort of play on something that Donald Trump had said early on, of course, in his own political campaign, and that was, you'll get so tired of winning. Well, DeSantis flipped that around in a very effective way. Because the GOP does need to figure out what exactly happened. And, of course, much of this centers around the topic of abortion. So they do have to find that way to be able to navigate that or to be able to change hearts and minds and so forth. But what's happening is it used to be Social Security was the third rail of American politics. Well, it looks like it's abortion now. And it has been very effective. So where do we go from here? 949-822-7959. That's the number. Give me a call, and we will find out what your opinion is about all these things. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
My younger sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Again, with the Bidenomics math, and, you know, that should have also been a major component in the Tuesday elections, but it evidently wasn't overall, but we do know, folks, that there's a lot of problems happening out there in the economy, and we're watching it percolate, and it gives me no pleasure whatsoever to see that percolating that way. Because we're talking about real people, we're not just talking about statistics or things like that. But we've been watching it percolate, and what does that mean? It means that it's going to eventually, you know, come up to a boil, unfortunately, because the policies aren't going to change. Yes, the Fed left the rates alone for a minute, and then there's a story about how the mortgages, you know, refinances or mortgages could start stirring again. And so that overall, that's also good. But folks, you know, we're heading for the precipice here because we're heading to the end of the year. People will try to make it through Christmas time as best as they can through the holiday season. And then of course the new year brings a lot of realities, doesn't it? So folks, welcome back to the program. Of course, Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. You can leave me a direct message or send me a direct message at KyleWarrenShow.com. And we've got so much to talk about. We'll continue about the debate. But first, I do want to just talk briefly here about what happened with the Houthis shooting down a drone. Okay, this from the New York Post. U.S. hits weapons depot in Syria after Iran proxies down a drone off of Yemen. U.S. warplane struck a weapons storage facility used by Iran and its proxies in eastern Syria shortly after Tehran-backed Houthi forces in Yemen shot down an American MQ-9 Reaper drone. In a statement, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the strike was in response to more than three dozen attacks on American military sites across Iraq and Syria since October 17th. Didn't we hit them the other day, too? I think we did. The president has no higher priority than the safety of U.S. personnel, and he directed today's action to make clear that the United States will defend itself, its personnel, and its interests, Austin said. The United States is fully prepared to take further necessary measures to protect our people and our facilities. We urge against any escalation. U.S. personnel will continue to conduct counter-ISIS missions in Iraq and Syria. Yemeni armed forces spokesman Yahya Sari announced the downing of the highly advanced, roughly 5,000-pound drone in a post to X on Wednesday afternoon, alleging that the U.S. craft was, quote, carrying out hostile monitoring and spying operations in the Yemeni territorial waters, along with the U.S. military support to the Israeli entity. I've never heard it called that before, the Israeli entity. Oh, my gosh. Well, it sounds like it's, it's just weird. I got to tell you, and I'm not trying to, I won't mince words with that. That just sounds weird, doesn't it? And that's because, again, the idea of Israel is so repugnant, right, to them, to those who want to come against Israel, to the terrorist organizations, and to many others, most unfortunately. And, you know, earlier tonight, I was thinking, you know, typically, you know, we're living in 2023, and the idea is that, you know, somehow we're living in a much more advanced society, a much more advanced world. We're certainly not living in the world of 100 years ago or 200 years ago. Things, major upheavals would happen in history. And you learn about them, right? Not just in modern history, you know, the last, you know, 200 or 300, 400 years or so, but in ancient times, you would hear about, well, this group came down from this place and they laid waste to the area and they took all the people back and enslaved them and did all this stuff. And we sort of blow by that in history books and we go, that's a shame. You know, that's terrible. You know, the capacity for evil, I think, has always been there. But we always kind of feel like, you know, we're really advancing. Everything's getting a lot better. We would never dream of eradicating a people off the face of the earth. But yet that is the discussion over coffee or refreshments in some parts of the world where they talk about Israel. And I'm not trying to be flip, and I'm really not trying to be funny. I'm really not. I'm taking this incredibly seriously. I just don't understand. And I think most of you, I hope all of you don't understand, right? What it is inside somebody else's heart or mind that says somebody else, another group, a racial group, ethnic group, national group, whatever, has to literally be eradicated from the face of the earth. That, my friends, is incredibly disturbing. In our modern, right, our advanced society, as it were. So they said they were, U.S. military was doing spying and supporting the Israeli entity. The drone was shot down by an appropriate weapon, he claimed. This, again, is the Yemeni Armed Forces spokesman. The Yemeni Armed Forces affirm its legitimate right to defend the country and confront all hostile threats. A senior U.S. defense official told the Post the drone is flying through international airspace and over international waters when it was shot down. The exact location of the downing was not immediately available Wednesday night. That's the other thing. You know, international law, the standards and customs of how we recognize international territory or national borders, basically, in order to be operating outside of those recognized borders or recognized territorial waters, this kind of thing. When you run into a country or a group that simply says, well, we don't recognize that, it's whatever we say it is. And that's no way to run a railroad, right? And when it comes to international relations, international law. So, again, now they've shot down a drone. We hit them back. But the proxy war continues. All right, I think let's go ahead and take a call here. It's Bob and Banning. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning.
What's on your mind?
The illegal, unconstitutional American worldwide military CI empire when we're supposed to be a republic. Also, who committing genocide against the Palestinian people because drive him out to the south because he wants to build David Ben-Gurion Canal.
Yeah, that's what you've been telling us about that,
yeah.
this whole canal
thing.
And
on top of that, now it came out on the news, he said, we may have to take Gaza back completely to protect Israel. Yeah, the waterfront property there.
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, Gaza was the launching point for this operation by Hamas. Does it sound like they would want to make sure that their security is maintained, at least moving forward for the foreseeable future after that happened to them?
The truth is Israel created Hamas to work with them against the PLO. It's an inside job. They're working hand in hand. And to go up to northern Gaza, and of course you got to clear out the tunnels, build the David Ben-Gurion Canal. This Netanyahu is a Jewish Hitler. He'll be lucky if...
Okay, well, hold on a second. We got to move forward from that. We can't have that kind of language on the radio. Okay,
got to rein it in. Okay, what he's doing, it's genocide. He's genociding, he's killing, he's one of the most evil people. He's a Jewish Hitler.
Okay, so this... you've said this a great deal, but it's, I think, for myself and I think for most of the listeners out there, it's pretty hard-pressed to believe that somehow the Hamas attack, which massacred, you know, up to 1,400 people that we know of...
It's an inside job.
Kind of inside job. I think they find it very, very hard to accept that or to believe that because it doesn't go. It doesn't go together.
I think millions of people listening to me accept that. The people marching in the street who are all angry, and if they all vote for me, you know, I'm the president. And I'm on the right side of history. I'm on the correct side.
But a lot of the people that are protesting in the street, I have to say, if they don't mention anything about the actual massacre. So we're going to have to leave it right there, though. Bob and Banning, thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
I've been in touch with the Rashida Tlaib knows the truth.
All right.
And they know the truth.
Okay, I tell you what, Bob, thank you for calling. We appreciate it. We're going to head out to break. And so I gotta let you go only because... We are coming up to the break, as you can hear the music. We've got another caller holding on the line as well. And when we come back, folks, we will continue. So stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Thursday morning edition.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA News Update. According to a report from NBC News, there's discussions underway regarding a potential three-day pause in the Israel-Hamas conflict. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's former chief of staff, Yoav Horowitz, thinks it's a bad idea.
If we keep on pausing and allowing them to replenish, it's another 2 weeks.
Tonight, former President Trump scheduled to host a rally, while some GOP presidential contenders might seize the opportunity during tonight's debate to attribute last night's election losses to him. Candidates have been pointing fingers at Trump for the Republicans' less than stellar performance. Ohio is now the 24th state to legalize recreational marijuana. Adults 21 and over to purchase and possess up to 2.5 ounces. While it was successfully passed, Issue 2 is state law, not a constitutional amendment, which means the state legislature can still adjust or even repeal it. Dave Collins, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocking through the Thursday morning edition of the broadcast. And we're having fun. We're having fun already. I really have to say, I think we're already having a lot of fun here on the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine this morning. And also, we want to let you know about this. We want you to join our sister station, AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota, and national radio host and conservative icon Sebastian Gorka on his Great American Cigar Tour, brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently, and sponsored by Sarasota Watch Company and Midas Gold Group. It happens on Monday, November 13th at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. We'll discuss politics and life with great cigars, of course, plus an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. For details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. And once again, folks, welcome back to the program. It's a great pleasure to be with you here this morning. We do have line two that lit up just before we went to break, so we definitely want to bring them in on the program here. Line two, good morning. You're on the air. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Kyle. Greg from West Tampa.
Hey, Greg.
I called you a few days ago. I was the first caller, my first-time caller a few days ago. And, gosh, after that last phone call, does this man not know that he is an infidel and he's next? So who's going to speak up for him when they come for him? They want us both dead. They're just going after the Zionists right now. And then they come for us. They've been chanting it. Is this guy not hear these chants that they're saying? Death to Israel, death to America? So he doesn't know he's an infidel. I know he's listening. Sir, you're an infidel, and they want you dead too. So wake up and realize what's going on before you speak about people who massacred people, massacred them.
Indeed. Yeah, well, his argument is that it was somehow an inside job that was all sort of done on purpose. I can't accept that because I know what Hamas is about. I know what the terrorist organizations are all about. It's too much.
And like I said last time about history, if you remember, I kept bringing up history. And these people have been doing this for years. I got so tired of hearing about Saddam Hussein, I wanted him dead. I got tired of hearing PLO, Yasser Arafat for years, my whole life, because I think we're the same age, pretty close, and we've been hearing that all our life. And Clinton gave him the deal of a lifetime, and he turned it down. At that time, the world should have known, okay, he got the deal of a lifetime, didn't take it, because they just want to wipe Israel off the map.
Bingo.
It was given to them at that time, and nobody paid attention. And now it's come down to the whole world is up in arms for Muslims. If you're not a Muslim, ladies and gentlemen, they want you dead. You're not, you are an infidel. If you, I don't care what country, what world you live in, you're an infidel. And that means you, they want you dead. So if you're not Muslim, they want you dead, period.
It is a very terrifying, chilling thing. You know, the idea that to wipe Israel off the map, you know, to sort of, you know, call for the killing of the Jews. I mean, this is stuff we thought was done in history books and closed out with the end of World War II, the end of the Holocaust, and the creation of the State of Israel. In some way, shape, or form, to try to reestablish the Jewish homeland and to say never again. But now you got people protesting, saying from the river to the sea, and that means destroy Israel.
Yes, and they're Jordanians and Egyptians who found a spot in the sand and said, "Oh, we're going to call it Palestine." Okay, if you want to call it Palestine, you can call it anything you want. Just don't shoot rockets at innocent people. Well, you started doing that, and you kept doing that, and you kept doing that. So now we got to respond back, and they would respond back, and the same thing, the press would get a hold of it, and there it goes. There goes the Israel offensive to take care of this problem. Well, this time, no, the world sees what we see. We are next. Kyle, you and I are next. If we don't speak up now, then there's, like the saying goes, there's nobody left to speak for me.
Right.
And I don't want to get to that, to where there's nobody left to speak to me. I'm going to stand up now and be on the right side of history. So when they come for me and the rest of America, like I told you before, take up arms. It's time to hit the border and stop that. I told you that last time. It has to happen. Now everyone's starting to kind of catch on. We're letting more in, and we can't stop them. And then you look at Mayorkas. He's telling you he doesn't know where they're at. He still thinks the border's closed. Somebody has shown him a video during the hearing of people crossing and then take them straight to jail in handcuffs. What happened to the Republicans? I see Republicans going to jail for lying to Congress. The border's closed. Just show them a video. Make them sit there for 20 minutes and watch a video as they're cutting and letting people in. Mm-hmm. The border patrol's cutting the wire and letting them in. That's your border patrol, sir.
Right.
And they're letting them in. So don't tell me this is easily lying to Congress. And we need the officers to take good custody now because we've got the evidence right here. We just showed it to you, and you're still lying to our face.
I know. It is unbelievable, isn't it? But I appreciate the call, Greg, so much. We got line three lighting up right now, and I think we want to head over there. But I really appreciate the call. I appreciate what you're saying. And you're right. They didn't take the deal because they... They didn't take the deal because they never really wanted a deal. Land for peace is not the thing. That's right.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. They didn't want the deal. And that was the time that everybody should have woke up and said, wait a minute, they don't want this deal? It can't get any better than this. Israel can't give up any more than what they've given up. And
that's
you
right.
say no to that? Okay, well, at that point, we should have woke up and said, hey, these people don't want peace. And now what do they want? Israel, river to the sea, and infidels dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where we're at. We are now reached the point of history where 1943 or 1940, I wasn't alive at that time, happens again. Okay, now it's happening again. If it doesn't get stopped now, as Israel has finally said, that's it. Somebody had to step up. We don't have the administration to do it. So Netanyahu said, it's time. I've been through too many of these wars. I lost my brother.
Oh, wow.
So it's time to take care of these people once and for all so we can all live in peace. We want the, whatever you call them, Palestinians or whatever they want to call themselves, we want the good ones to come back. They were in Israel working.
Exactly. Exactly. And most people want to live peaceably. That's what most people want. But yet you have these groups that are stirring things up. Well, once again, Greg, I really appreciate the call.
Yeah, we feel sorry for them, but we're sorry that they're being used as human shields, and we can't help that. We got to take these people out and go to the next caller, Kyle. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Greg.
I will call again because it's fun.
It is.
And you always call, and that's what makes your show the most fun, is that I can call and get a hold of you right away.
Well,
there's
thank
no
you, Greg.
Answering nothing. So, Kyle, you're awesome. I will call back again. And I want everyone to know, if you're not Muslim, they want you dead. And that's the bottom line. Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Greg. Have a great morning. Take care. All right, let's head over, and that was Greg, everybody. Greg in Tampa, I believe. And let's head over real quick, line three. I think we got John in Sarasota. John, we only have a little bit of time, but maybe you can stay over on the break if you can.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Kyle.
All right, good morning. What's on your mind? We got about 30 seconds, but and then, as
real
I said,
quick,
you can hold over if you
quick.
Want.
Yes, I'd be happy to. I made a comment a few weeks back when I was listening to your show. When people want you dead more than you want to stay alive, you got problems. They have awoken the lion, these people. And I believe Israel, with or without the help of the United States, will prevail. And I said it last week when I called. They will never get a second chance to do this. They are all in, as they say in poker. And I hear your music coming, so I'll hold the line for you, my friend.
Okay, sounds good. John in Sarasota, hold on there real quick. Folks, listeners, the line, or the number to call, rather, is 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. We want to hear from you, so hold on, because we're coming right back. Stay right there.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Morning edition, folks, and we are racing across your radio dial at breakneck speed this morning, and I think we are having fun on the program this morning. We certainly are. 949-822-7959, 949-822-7959. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to leave me a direct message. Simply click on the link to send Kyle a direct message. All right, well, John in Sarasota was so nice to hang over the break right there. So let's get right back to John in Sarasota. And let me see here. There he is. Hey, John, good morning again.
Good morning, Kyle. What I want to, add to our conversation is the whole ideology that these people have in that region, other than the Jewish people of Israel, their whole ideology that they're encompassed by is almost a medieval prehistoric mindset. Now, if Israel, let's say, wasn't full of Jews and it was Italians, they'd be hated because of where they're situated in the ideology that's around them. And I believe that no matter who was in that land, would be facing the same situation as, you know, Israel and the Jews. That's an opinion. But based on the ideology of these people, that wouldn't work anywhere, and it hasn't worked anywhere in our societies, mm-hmm. except when it's implemented, there's always a problem. And, you know, looking back at the Second World War, when they told Japan, we will settle nothing less for unconditional surrender, and they didn't believe us till the second time, and then they unconditionally surrendered. We have had no issues with them for how many years?
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Japan is our good friend, our fast friend, and our ally. And it also points up the idea that once the war was over, well, then the war was over. There was no longer, you know, things that more hostilities still yet to come or harboring these kinds of things. And it's a real different situation here in the Middle East.
And you're reading my mind with where I was going with that, Kyle. In the situation was we told Japan unconditional surrender. And they unconditionally surrendered. And since then, you know, they've been an ally. Israel was never at war with anybody. They never initiated a war with anybody. They're a passive people that want to be left alone to live a life. And all they have been done has been threatened since they've occupied that territory. And you had mentioned earlier with the other caller, that territory was provided because of what happened with Adolf Hitler.
Right.
So, you know, you've got people here that have been kind of migrating around the world for how many years because they're not wanted here, they're not wanted there. But who have they ever provoked to have such hatred? And that's the question. So at this point, I think personally, with all the aid they have gotten from the United States over the course of time, they do not need, I'm glad that we're providing it, but they do not need it at this point. It's good they have it. But I really hope that mm-hmm. they set this back to the point of where it's now or never for these people. And, you know, what's going on in our country that we have such a soft bunch of people that can think that, you know, mutilating other individuals is the proper way to live. Maybe we should reevaluate the people in our country that feel that way and keep a good close eye on them too. So
yes, very, very, very a good observation, I think, because unfortunately, I think you do have some people in this country, most unfortunately, that would try to join in if they thought that, okay, now's the time. It's time to, you know, really start doing some damage. It's very concerning.
Yes, it is. So, we got to hope for the best. Mike Johnson, I think, has been a wonderful addition. He's standing tall. He's talking tough. I think he's fired up that base a little bit. And it should be interesting to see now how we could resolve these problems. I'm a guy who looks for solutions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hear you. Yeah, absolutely. And they have to make practical solutions. It's like they have to make short passes down the field in order to try to get to the end zone at this point.
Right. You know, I had a guy once tell me, you could talk loud, you could talk long, and you could talk hard. He wanted to purchase a piece of property from me when he said, you could talk long and you could talk hard. And I said, yeah, I can. He left. I told him I have somebody potentially who's interested. He called back a week later and he said, yeah, I'd like to make an offer. I said, well, you could talk long and you could talk hard, but it's already gone.
So, that's funny. Yeah.
Sometimes you're the bug, sometimes you're the windshield. But, I think Israel, and I want one more thing I'd like to say that's concerning here. Turkey, Turkey could be a threat into this, too. They're about as stable as the San Andreas fault line, so we got to keep an eye on them, too.
But it is very concerning with Turkey, and they're a member of NATO, but, you know, that's very tenuous, I think. But I really appreciate the call, John, so very much. We got another line lighting up here real quick, and I'm trying to get them up before the break.
Yes, sir. Always enjoy the show, Kyle. Thank you.
Thank you, John. John in Sarasota. Take care. Have a great morning. All right. So let's head over here. Line number two. You're on the program. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you are on.
Yeah, this is Timmy in Okemos.
Okay.
And I keep hearing it. That Israel should do this and should do that and have a break. Well, why don't they tell Hamas that they have to surrender? I mean, why don't they just tell them that it's their turn to surrender? You know, make them do something. And I'll take my answer off the air. Thank you.
Oh, hey, it was Timmy, right? All right, thanks. I think it was Timmy there in Oklahoma, listening in Oklahoma. You know what, Timmy? You just hit it right on the head. You just absolutely, absolutely encapsulated, I think, what we need to be asking many of these protesters who are piling into the streets. Nobody wants war. Nobody wants to see what's happening. Nobody wants to have to defend themselves. But we are not hearing these protesters at all saying, hey, Hamas, you did this. Why did you do this? You set this in motion, and Hamas needs to be, you know, eradicated, if not militarily. It needs to be dismantled some other way, whatever that might be. Or at the very least, they should be talking about the fact that Hamas led these people into this war. It never had to happen. But then you have others who come along and say, well, you know, it's intolerable living in Gaza. And so, yeah, I think wasn't it Obama, right? Well, nobody's hands are clean here, and, you know, it's pretty bad in Gaza, et cetera, et cetera. Well, whose fault is that? How many billions of dollars, my friends, do the Hamas leaders have collectively? Why can't they have turned Gaza into a show place? You know, if they really wanted to be part of the world, if they really wanted to do the best thing they could for the people in Gaza, who have to live pretty much on top of one another as it is, and the reason being, too, is that Hamas understands they embed themselves into these places, hospitals, schools, anywhere that they can, and surround themselves with civilians. And they do this on purpose. I hate to say, I think they were banking on the idea that Israel would come at them full force and start just raising Gaza, basically. I think they were banking on it to a great degree because they want that propaganda. Yes, it's a propaganda machine, but no, it's not about Israel working in cahoots with somebody. It's the propaganda machine that Hamas and their ilk want. And, well, how do we know this? Well, because one of the Hamas leaders actually said so. They said they wanted the children, the elderly, the women to try to fire up the blood for the revolution or some such thing. Crazy time is what it is, folks, and it's terrifying. Stay tuned, folks. You got your top of the hour news, and then we're right.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.